Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, the last line of daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Mahara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyozeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rochel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Kahos ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus for Esther bas Bela Rivka, she should be zoicha to a zivug hagun. So we're continuing to discuss the halacha is related to Kiddush HaChodesh. Zok the Mishnah, Maisa, there was a story, Shabo Shnayim, two people came, v'amru, and they said, Re'inu Shachris b'Mizrach. So two Edim walked into Bezdin and said that they saw the moon in the morning to the east. Va'arvis b'mayrav. And then they said they saw it again in the evening, and it was on the west. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Eidei sheker hei. These people must be lying. Kishabola Yavna, when they came to Yavna, Kiblin Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. This was Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavna. We'll see more about that in the course of the daf. So Rabbi Gamliel said that no, just because they said they saw the moon in the morning in Mizrach and in the evening in Ma'ariv doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel their edus. Now Rashi says, two pshatim, why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thought that if they saw the moon in the morning in Mizrach and in the evening in Ma'ariv, must be they weren't telling the truth. One pshat Rashi says is that the moon that they saw in the morning was the old moon, quote unquote. The moon that they saw in the evening was the new moon, quote unquote. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri tainid, based on a Gemara that we learned on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, that it's impossible to see the old moon and the new moon within such close proximity to each other. And it's based on a Masorah that Chazal had, that this 24 hours, that it's impossible to see the moon right around the time of the Moilad. So for them to have seen the old moon in the morning, and then less than 24 hours later, the new moon, would have been impossible. Another pshat, Rashi says, is that the fact that the moon could have traveled from the east to the west in such a short period of time, that was the issue that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it's not possible that these two Edom are telling the truth. Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel them. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Oh, there was another story where Bo Shnayim, two Edom came for Amru, and they said, Re'inu bizmanoi. We saw the moon bizmanoi. Ubeleli buroi loy nir. Meaning they came, they said they saw the moon bizmanoi, which means on day 30. And then at the night of 31, nobody was able to see the moon. The Kibla Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, just because we can't see the moon now at night doesn't necessarily mean that the moon wasn't visible a day earlier. Sometimes you could see the moon, sometimes you can't see the moon. Meaning, the Olam was saying that if it's true the moon was out already on day 30, how come on day 31 you can't see it? Now, day 31, Maman of Shach will be Rosh Chodesh. But the point is that it's a shtickle, raglayim ledover, that these Edom are not telling the truth. Because if the moon was there on day 30, it should certainly be there on day 31. But Rabbi Gamliel didn't care. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, I'm accepting the Edos the 30th day of the previous month. That's going to be Rosh Chodesh. I'm Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus, he was one of the Ziknei Hadar. He was one of the elder statesmen at the time. And he said, I disagree. Eidei sheker heim. They're lying. Because heich mi'iden alo isha shel yoldo. He said, I'll explain it to you in a mashal. Imagine there's a pregnant woman, and Edom come and say that this pregnant woman gave birth to a child, ulamacha, kreisa ben jina, and the next day you see she's pregnant again. So obviously they weren't telling the truth. Here too, the Edom are saying that there was a new moon. Well, if you can't see the moon the next day, that's a raya that really there was no new moon. Amale Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua was overhearing the two arguments. He heard what Rabbi Gamliel said, meaning just because you can't see it on day 31 doesn't mean it wasn't out on day 30. Then he heard what Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus said, which was Eidei sheker heim, and he explained it with a nice mashal. So Rabbi Yeshua was machria. He said, Roy ani es tvarecha. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus, I agree with you. I side with you. I don't think Rosh Chodesh is on day 30, but rather Rosh Chodesh is on day 31. And this is the backdrop to some of the most famous lines of Mishnayos. Says the Mishnah, Sholach le Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a telegram to Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning he heard that Rabbi Yeshua was not going along with what Rabbi Gamliel had paskined. Rabbi Gamliel said day 30 was Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Doise ben Hurkanes, and in his mind it was really going to be day 31. So Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua, Goizrani Alech, I'm the Nasi, I have the authority to do things like this, and I'm imposing a gzera shetova yetzli, that you should come to me, b'makelcha, with your shtekin, u'b'moyesecha, and with your money, your rentzel, everything, b'yoy makipurim shechaliyah is b'cheshboincha, on the day that according to your cheshbin is Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yeshua heard this, halach, he went out, umatzai Rabbi Akiva meitzer, and he met Rabbi Akiva, his Talmud, and Rabbi Akiva saw that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, was bitzar, amalei, so he told him, don't be bitzar, because yesh li lilmoid, I have a makar, shekol masha asa Rabbi Gamliel asoi, that even though you disagree with how Rabbi Gamliel came about his psak, but at the end of the day, whatever Rabbi Gamliel said is correction, because the pasuk says, eilem moyade Hashem mikroi kodesh, ashetikru oisam, and we learn from here, oisam, bein bizmanum, bein shaloim bizmanum, einli moyadis ela elu, that at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to elaborate on this, Bezdin has the authority to determine when it's Rosh Chodesh. And being that Rabbi Gamliel is Bezdin, he's the Nasi, he's the Roch Bezdin, he has the right to say this. And if he paskin that today should be Rosh Chodesh, then that's the day that's Rosh Chodesh. So that when he tells you on your Yom Kippur, you should go to him, you're not violating Yom Kippur. Because really, you're going on a Yom Chol, because if that's Rabbi Gamliel paskin, that's the way it is. The Gemara says, "Boli eitz Rabbi Doisim and Horkinus." After this whole thing happened, so Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Doisim and Horkinus. He was the one that disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel. He was the one that he sided with. Amaloisi, he told him, Rabbi Doisim and Horkinus said, Rabbi Yeshua, from a pure academic, from a pure intellectual perspective, I agree with you. It was my opinion. I'm the one who said it first. So we're completely on the same page. But at the same time, if we're going to start questioning the Bezdin Rabbi Gamliel, we're going to have to start going back into time. We're going to have to start questioning different things that different Batei Dinim did, specifically as relates to Kiddush HaChodesh. And then he told him a drash. The pasuk says, Vayal Moshe v'aharoin nodav aviyu v'shivim mizikne yisra. Says the Gemara, the Lomalei Nesparshu Shmoisim Shal Skenim. Right, this is the question that everyone's always had. We always hear about the famous Shivim Skenim. Who were these Shivim Skenim? These were the Skenim of the Dardeya. You would think that we should know who they are. Why is it that we don't know who they are? Said Rabbi Doisev and Horkinus to Rabbi Yeshua, Ella. The reason Chazal or the Torah never revealed to us their names was for a reason. Because it doesn't matter who they are. If you're a Bezdin, then you're like the Bezdin Oishal Moshe. Rashi explains a very geshmak. If you look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, let's say a person's going to come and he's going to start questioning the Bezdin of his days. We tell him, Shema. Now you know of Moshe, Aharon, Eldad, Medad. Yeah, you know of some of the biggest tzaddikim. You're right. Your Bezdin maybe doesn't rank with those. But do you know who the Shivim Skenim are? No. And maybe your Bezdin is on the level, it's on par with them. So it was Dafka not disclosed. So like this, no one would ever be able to question his own Bezdin. Either way, so after Rabbi Yeshua spoke it over with Rabbi Akiva, and he spoke it over with Rabbi Doisim and Horkinus, not on Makloi. He took his Makl, Uma Oisav and his money, Biyadav Halach Liyavna, Eitzel Rabbi Gamliel, Biyoim Shechol Yom Yakipurim Lias Bechashbainai. On what he thought was Yom Kippur, Amr Rabbi Gamliel, when he came to Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel stood up for him, Vinoshka Yal Roisha, and he kissed him on his head. Amaloi, he told him, Boy Besholim, Kum Gizunt Dehet, Rebbe Vetalmidi. And he referred to him as Rebbe and Talmidi, Rebbe Bechachma. Rabbi Yeshua was greater in Chachma than Rabbi Gamliel, but Vetalmidi, but you acted like my Talmud, and as a result, you referred to him as Rebbe v'Talmidei. It's a fascinating Mishnah that isn't just interesting, but it really goes to the core of understanding what the world was like at the time that this happened. Bezus Hashem will speak about it a little bit in the course of the day. Sokhti Gemara Tanya. We learned in a Brisa. It's going back to the original, the Mishnah, which was technical. And that was, two Edom walked into Bezdin and they said, we saw the new moon, Gevaldik. But they said, we saw the old moon in the morning to the east, and then we saw the new moon in the evening to the west. So Rabbi Yechim Benuri heard what they said, and he said, Edei Sheker Heim. When they came to Yavna, Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel. So the Gemara says, Omelem Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel explained his position to the Chachamim. He said, Kach Mekublani Mi Beis Aviyaba. This is the Messiah that I have from That sometimes the moon takes the shorter, quicker route, and sometimes it takes the long, scenic route. And as a result, this is the explanation for my psak. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah, it's a little bit of a long Rashi on the top of the Amid, says that he understands what Rabbi Gamliel was saying according to the second shot that we spoke out in the Mishnah. Right? We said two explanations for what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri might have had an issue with when he said, oh, these Eidim are for sure lying. The first explanation was there's a Mesorah for 24 hours. The moon is not visible prior to the Moilet, or right around the time of the Moilet. So if that's the case, it's not possible, based on those Cheshbainis, to have seen in the morning, to have seen it in the evening. Says Rashi, if that's what Rabbi Yechman Nuri had a problem with, what's Rabbi Gamaliel saying? Pamim Shabbat Barucha, Pamim Shabbat B'Ktar. It sounds like he's almost questioning that Messiah. Can't question that Messiah. That's something that's 100% the way it has to be. In fact, the Gemara said that the reason we even know this, the reason this is important, is like Chushe Sahadis. Like this, if two Eidim are going to come and they're going to say something that is inconsistent with this, we know to dismiss the Eidim, because astronomically, it's not possible to have seen what they say they saw. But Rashi says, according to the second shot in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then it's move on. Because what was the second shot in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? His problem was just physical. He didn't see how it's possible for the moon to go from the east to the west in such a short period of time. Oh, said Rabbi Gamliel, Kach mikublani bibesa biyabo, pomim shabab barucha, pomim shabab exar. What's the makarta? This Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Rabbi Gamliel, the chsiv, the pasuk says, Asa yoreach lemayadim, shemesh yodam mevoye. Shemesh with the yodam mevoye. The shemesh is the yodam mevoye. Meaning the sun is consistent, abu yoreach le yodam mevoye. The moon is not as consistent. And as a result, that was his point. Pomim shabab arucha, pomim shabab exar. Rabchiyah chazel siyara. Rabchiyah once saw the moon, the havakoi betzafra the asimetisha. So it was the 29th day of the month. Today's for sure not Rosh Chodesh, but tomorrow might be, day 30, or maybe the day after that. Now the backdrop is, Rav Chiya Rashi says, wanted day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh, based on all the cheshbonis of sometimes wanting to manipulate when exactly Rosh Chodesh is going to happen, like we saw in some of the previous Gemaras. You don't want Yom Kippur to fall out right before or after Shabbos, right? Whatever the reason might be, Ayin Rashi. So he wanted day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh. And he was going to make day 30 Rosh Chodesh, because we know there's no Leisana Bereyach Echaker. They can make this work. So his objective and his agenda was to make a Rosh Chodesh. But at the same time, he has a problem, because the old moon is here. It's the morning of the 29th. We have a few hours. You know, it might clear up. But at the same time, if by tonight the moon is still out, then we're running into some issues. And Rashi says specifically, what's the issue going to be? You can't have the old moon out on a day that you want to make a Rosh Chodesh. We said that if two Eidim would come and they say on day 30 we saw the moon, but the night before the old moon was out, that would be a problem. That's dead on arrival. So the point is that Rav Chiya didn't want the moon to be around by the night of the 30th. So he goes to the moon and Shakal Kala Pasak Bey, he took a little bit of dirt and he threw it in the direction of the moon and he said, Gea vek van danet. Meaning he wanted him to just go away. Omar, what did he say? Tonight we need to be Makadash. What are you doing here? He's having a conversation with the moon. So the Gemara said, Zilichse. He said, right, go cover yourself. Amalei Rebbe the Rav Chiya. So Rebbe told Rav Chiya, listen, Rav Chiya, this is what you should do. Zil ayin tav. If you want to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, what you should do is don't do it over here. You should go instead to Ayin Tav. V'kadshe liyarcha, do it over there. Why? Because over here, people had seen the moon. Ayin Tav, maybe he felt, Rebbe did, could be the moon wasn't as visible. So over there, you'll be able to get, he was making it Rosh Chodesh. The problem is that it looked a little funny, because everyone sees the moon and it might still be out there tonight, then you're really going to have a problem. So he said, go to somewhere where it's not so clear that they saw the new moon and over the old moon, and over there you'll be able to do it. V'shalach li simna, and he says that when you are mekandesh the chodesh, send me a simon. Meaning, don't say it clearly, but send me a simon. They used to sometimes do this in code, which is a whole other conversation. So what's the simon that he told him to send? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Rashi says, what an interesting simon. That doesn't feel interesting to us, because when we're Mekadosh Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But Rashi says that what was the reason behind it? Because the Malchus says David is Nimshel Kilevana. It's compared to the Levana, and therefore he said that should be the simon that you use. Tanu Rabbanan, Pamachas, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'ov. Once upon a time, it was a very cloudy day. V'nir is the Muslevana, Be'esrim V'Tishel L'Chodesh. The Olam thought that they had seen the new moon, Kesvurna So it's the 29th day, it got cloudy, now it looks like it's dark outside, they see the moon, Gevaldik, it's the night of the 30th, it's Rosh Chodesh. Ubikshu Bezen Lekachi, Bezen wanted to be Mekadeshin. But Rabbi Gamliel was there, and he said, you can't be Mekadeshin. He said, why not? Amalohem. This is the last piece of astronomy that we have in the sugyas of the astronomy of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. He said, "Kach mikublani mi beis abiyabo." He said, "This is the Messiah that I have from my zaydas." In chidusha shalavana, the moilid can't be p'chusa less than esrim v'tisha yom, 29 days. Umechza, a half a day, which is 12 hours. Ushnei shlishisha, 2/3 of an hour, which is 40 minutes. Va'ayin gimel chalakim, and 73 chalakim. Meaning that amount of time has to pass from moilid to moilid. From the beginning of one moilid to the beginning of the next moilid, the amount of time can't be more either. Right? In p'chusa, but it's also in yaseira. It's an exact amount of time. It's 29 days, it's 12 hours, it's 2/3 of an hour, and it's 73 chalakim. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Ken zayin rish chodesh. It can't be. We didn't see the moon. Because based on this klal, this rule, that can't be what it is. Says the Gemara of Oysayim, that day, Mesi Imoshel Ben Zaza. Ben Zaza's mother died. Ve'espida Rabbi Gamliel hesped gadol. The schus that this woman must have had. Now Rabbi Gamliel gave her a hesped gadol. And loy b'pnei sheruya l'kach. Really, she wasn't deserving of this hesped gadol. Rabbi Gamliel used her as a way for people to understand that it's not Rosh Chodesh, because if it's Rosh Chodesh, you can't give a spade, and you're certainly not going to give a hesped gadol. So this was Rabbi Gamliel's way of showing everybody that it's really not Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara just mentioned that the amount of time that passes from moilid to moilid is 29 days, 12 hours, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim. So first of all, what does this even mean? So we know what 29 days is, 12 hours, 2/3 of an hour, that's easy math, that's 40 minutes, but 73 chalakim. So what exactly is a chalik? A chalik is not a second. A chalik is 3.33 seconds. That's what it is. More specifically, there's 18 chalakim to the minute, or if you do 18 times 60, it's 1,080 chalakim to the hour. So really, 29 days, 12 hours, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim is another way of saying in English, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.33 seconds. It's interesting that if you look in the Rambam, in the Lashon of the Rishonim, the nusach that's used is a little bit different. The nusach is Choftes, Kama, Yud Beis, Kama, Tof Shin, Tzadeh Gimel. That's what is usually referred to. Choftes, Yud Beis, Tof Shin, Tzadeh Gimel. What's the methodology? It's 29 days, it's 12 hours. Tof Shin Tzadeh Gimel is 793. It's 793 chalakim. But these are just three ways of essentially saying the same thing. This is the amount of time that has to pass. The one disclaimer to this is that this is not a scientific number. It's an average number. So really, one moilid to another moilid could be a little bit more. It could be a little bit less. But if you take the mean, if you take the average of the moilids, and you want to come up with something to run with, this is what the number is going to be. Zok de Gemara weiter. Halach Rabbi Akiva umatzai meitzah. So Rabbi Yeshua was told by Rabbi Gamliel that on the day that Rabbi Yeshua thinks it's Rosh Chodesh, he's going to have to treat it like a Yom Chol. He's going to have to carry money, a shtekin, and he has to go visit Rabbi Gamliel. And he was very, very bizarre. So he goes outside, and who did he meet? He met Rabbi Akiva. And if a person was bizarre, Rabbi Akiva was the person to meet. Says the Gemara, Iba Yiluhu, me meitzar. So first of all, just to understand the Mishnah, right? Who is bizarre here? It's not 100% clear, just it's an improper pronoun. Like, who exactly was it that was bizarre? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer? Was it Rabbi Akiva that was bizarre or was it Rabbi Yeshua that was bizarre? Right, the Gemara says, Umatzai Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. Umatzai Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. Did Rabbi Akiva find Rabbi Yeshua bizarre or did Rabbi Yeshua find Rabbi Akiva bizarre? So the Gemara says, Toshma, this is a classic example where you have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is a little bit unclear, leaves a little bit to the imagination, but the Braisa is a little more clear. What did the Braisa say? The Tanya, Holach Rabbi Akiva, Umetzoy the Rabbi Yeshua Kishahu Meitzer. Classic. The Braisa is always a little bit clearer than the Mishnah. So the Braisa was Mefurish. Rabbi Yeshua was the one that was bizarre. Amalei Rabbi, Mipnei Me'ato Meitzer. So Rabbi Akiva sees Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, why you bizarre? Amalei Akiva, Roy Li Sheyipa Lemita Yud Beis Chodesh. Been better than Nebuch, he'd be a choyla for Yud Beis Chodesh rather than have to be subject to this gzeira. Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe, Tarsheni loy milafanecha davar echad shalimadatani. Do you have rishus Right, this is the way a Talmud spoke to a Rebbe. Do I have rishus to tell the Rebbe a vart? Chil the Rebbe epizogin. Amalei Amar, yeah, you have rishus. Amalei, so he told him. Harei Oimer, it says, oysam, oysam, oysam. But really, we darshan it. Atem, atem, atem. Now, where does it say this? It says this in Parshas Emma, right in the beginning of the Parsha of the Mayadim. Eilam Mayade Hashem, ashetikru oysam, which could really be atem. Then the pasuk says, "Eila Mayade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Ashetikru Oisam B'Moy Adam." And then a third time, "Vaydabra B'nei Yisrael V'Martalei Mayade Hashem Ashetikru Oisam Mikroi Kodesh Eila Hemayade." So three times it says Oisam Chaser without a vav, Aleph Sof and the Mem. So it reads Atem, and we learn from here Atem. The Bezdin, they control when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And why three times? Because Atem Afilu Shoygin, if they made a mistake, Atem Afilu Mezidim, even if Bemezid, as we saw, sometimes they did it Bemezid. They Bemezid went ahead and they did, and they were Makadosh Chodesh when it wasn't supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, and Atem Afilu Mutaim, even if they were led, they were misled. Two Edom came, for example, and they lie. It doesn't matter. Either way, this is the halacha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua hold, Rabbi, heard Rabbi Akiva told him, Beloshen Hazeh Amaloi. It's interesting you find that. B'loshen hazeh, there was something about this loshen. This loshen, it literally goes to the heart and the gut of Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara makes a dogush of the loshen. B'loshen hazeh amalei, in this sprach, Akiva nichamtoni, boli etzer abdoise ben hurkinis v'chulo. So then afterwards, Rabbi Shua goes back to abdoise ben hurkinis. He was there at the time. He was the one who disputed Rabbi Gamliel. He tells him what Rabbi Akiva told him. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Hurkinis gives him a whole Musa Shmuz. He tells him, Divrei Agada. He says that, listen, we can't question Rabbi Gamliel. I don't agree. You don't agree. It's true. But at the end of the day, he's the Nasi. We're not the Nasi. And really, whatever he says is what goes. And we can't start questioning whether he should be the Av Bezdin, shouldn't be the Av Bezdin, whether he's right or wrong. Because if we're going to do that, we're going to have to now go back in time and we're going to question everything Bezdin ever did. And what's that going to leave us? And then he said, I'll even prove it to you. He said, because the 70 Skenim were never mentioned by name. Why not? L'chur, they would have deserved to be mentioned by name. Zeichet Tzadik, Levracha, why weren't they Zaycha to be mentioned by name? Must be there's a reason, there's a limud gadol, and that is that you don't have to know, or you can't question Bezdin. So like this, you won't know necessarily that those Dayanim were bigger than your Dayan. So like this, you have no basis of saying that maybe, no, because you have no idea, you don't know who they were. If you don't know who they were, you have no way of knowing that they're any bigger than your Bezdin. Now, true, this is a chiddush, this shtickel Torah. There's something called Yeridus Adairus. Im Rishonim kimalachim anu kibnei Adam. Vim Rishonim kibnei Adam anu kichamayrim v'loi kichamar shal Rapinchas ben Yar. So, of course, this is a little bit of a chiddush, but the bottom line is the Gemara elaborates on this. Tanu Rabbanu, lomalei nispashu shmai shal skeinim. How can we don't know the names of the 70 skeinim? Halalu shalayomir Adam. A person shouldn't say, ploini shalay kimayish v'harin. What? Is my dying like Moshe Aharon? I would listen to my Manig, the problem is he's not Moshe Aharon. Pliny can other Vavu, Pliny can Eldar Umeidad, Vaimer, not just that, the pasuk says, Vaimer Shmuel Aloam, Hashem Asher Asa, Es Moshe Vesaharon, Vaimer, there's another pasuk that says, Vayishlach Hashem Es Yerubal, Ves Bedon, Ves Yiftach, Ves Shmuel. So Shmuel is talking to the Yidden, and he mentions in that pasuk six different leaders of the Bnei Yisrael that are mentioned in that context. So you have Moshe, you have Aharon, you have Rubal, Bedon, Yiftach, and you have Shmuel. So why are they all together? First of all, says the Gemara, before we explain that, we have to know who we are even talking about. So we know who Moshe is, we know who Aharon is, we know who Shmuel is. Says the Gemara, Yerubal ze Gidoin. It's referring to Gidoin of Nachvim. Falama Nikra Shma Yerubal. Why is it called Yerubal? Sha'asim Riven Mabal. Because he fought with Avodah Zarah called Baal. Bedon, who's Bedon? Ze Shimshon. It's Shimshon Agibra. Falama Nikra Shma Bedon. Why was it called Bedon? To Asim Yidon, because he came from Shevetan. Yiftach, Kimashma, Yiftach is Yiftach. Va'omer. It says Moshe v'Aharon b'Chayhanav, Shmuel b'Koyrei Shemai. We know who Moshe and Aharon was, and we know Shmuel was on the level of Moshe and Aharon. In other words, Shokel Akos of Shloisha Kalei Oylam, Kishloisha Chamurei Oylam. The pasuk equates three Kalei Oylam. We're referring to Gidoin, Yiftach, and Shimshon as Kalei Oylam, relatively speaking, to three Gedolei Oylam. Moshe and Aharon Eshmo Loi Melucha, Yerubal B'Doyroi, Moshe B'Doyroi, Bedon B'Doyroi, Kaharon B'Doyroi, and more famously, Yiftach B'Doyroi, Kishmul B'Doyroi, L'lametcha, Sha'afilu Kal Shebekalim, And you have to listen to him in the same way. Another makar to this is the pasuk says, "Uvasal kianam alavim ala shoyfet ashiyeh b'yom mehem." Pasuk says you should go to the shoyfet ashiyeh b'yom mehem. Freid the gemara v'chisal adayt chashadam oil chisal adayin shloy yoyibyom. What? You have a shayla? You're gonna go ask a rav from a freid the gadar? It's obviously who you're gonna go to. You're gonna go to the shoyfet ashiyeh b'yom mehem. In luchalelech el it's a shoyfet shabiyamech. No, what the pasuk is trying to say is you should go to shoyfet shabiyamech. Meaning. Not begrudgingly, not in a bidiyavid way. Look at Chila, that's who you're supposed to go to. You're supposed to go to the Shoifet Shabiyamechava. Oimer, another makar to this concept is the Pasuk says, Al Toimer Mahoyashayom Marishonim Hoyotavimel. A person shouldn't think that way. Meaning, don't worry about what was in a previous digadar. You have to worry about your dar. Now, the truth is, the Pashat, the pshat in this is that there's a concept that your leader is your leader for a reason. You're born into a certain generation. The Eibishter gives your generation certain leaders, and as a result, you have to shtel tzu to your leader. There's another idea that the Mefarshim say, and that is that really every dar is different. Zechar yemois oilam, binu shnoi star v'dar. And one of the jobs of a manig is to understand the differences between each generation. And you find, even in halacha sometimes, of course halacha doesn't change, but you do find certain situations where there were areas in halacha that in Friya de Gedairus they were machmer, and maybe today were more mekel, or even to the contrary, there's an achshadara sometimes, where in Dairus they were mekel, and now we're machmer, and that's why it's important to understand this idea that every manig has to appreciate properly his generation. Reb Shlomo Zalman Braun at Shar Mitzvah Balacha elaborates on this idea right here on this Gemara. But what came to mind is they say that when Reb Chanon was maspid the Chafetz Chaim, he said that when Reb Itzala Petterberger was maspid his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so he said, you know, we talk about Bezdin Shalmaila. He said, who's the Bezdin Shalmaila? So he said, Reb Itzala did, that Bezdin Shalmaila are the Gedolim, that the Manhigim of that dar. So why? He said, because in order to judge a person, you have to understand the person. So only someone that was part of a certain generation understands the nesiyonis of that generation, and only he will be able to properly be sensitive and to be able to sit on the jury, to be able to make a determination of whether this person did what he was supposed to do or didn't do what he was supposed to do. What's someone from a Friya de Gedar going to be able to opine as to the nesiyonis of a person that's living in nowadays? So Rav Itzel said that the Bezdin Shalmaila is always, it's the leaders of that generation. So he said, it's Pasha to me. He said this at the Levi of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Rebbe goes up to Shamayim, now he's going to become Bezdin Shalmaila. So he turned to the Olam. He said, if Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is going to be Bezdin Shalmaila, so we must be careful and make sure we're nizer in things that meant a lot to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because he's going to sit on the Bezdin, you know, he's going to be partial to certain things. So he said, what did the Rebbe care about? Limud HaMusar. So he told the Olam, this was the Levaya of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He should be Mechazik HaMusar, because this dar, the Bezdin Shalmaila, is going to be Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So Rabbi Chanan said this at the Chofetz Chaim's Levaya, and he said, it's Pasha to me that the Chofetz Chaim goes up now to Bezdin Shalmaila, and he becomes Bezdin Shalmaila. So he says, no, we have to be sensitive to what the Chofetz Chaim was sensitive in. And what did the Chofetz Chaim care about more than anything else? He said, Shmir Zaloshin. So he said, the Olam has to be careful. But that's this concept. There's different layers of depth as it relates to understanding this idea. So he took his stick and his money. Rabbi Shua had no choice, and he has to go to Rabbi Gamaliel. Tanu Rabbanu, Kimish Ra Oisai. As soon as Rabbi Gamaliel saw him, Amma Mikis, he got up. Vinishkei Aroishai, he kissed him on. I said, Amalei, he told him, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe of Talmidei. Rebbe, and my Rebbe, Shema, the Torah Beram, because you taught me Torah Beram, interesting word. Vitalmidei, Shani, Goizer Alecha, Gzeira, because I'm Goizer Gzeira, so Atam Ekaimo, Ketalmid. Ashrei Hador, Shagdolim, Neshman, Lektanim. And then Rabbi Gamaliel said, Ashrei is the generation where the Gdolim listen to the Ketanim, Kalvachim, Ketanim, Lekdolim. And certainly the Ketanim should then, therefore, listen to the Gdolim. So the Gemara says, Kalvachim, Merchiyuvu. I mean, it sounds like Rabbi Gamaliel was saying, praise is a dar that the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim. This was another from Rabbi Gamaliel. Kilu Rabbi Yeshua, you're a gadol, I'm a katan, and you're listening to me. And he said, oh, if that's the case, we could learn a halacha. Kavachaymer, a katan should listen to the gadol. The Gemara says, you don't need a kavachaymer to tell me that a katan should listen to the gadol. Of course he has to listen to the gadol. Chiyuvahu. What he meant to say was that if the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim, it's such a good dar, because that means the Ketanim are going to say Kal V'chomer, and they can understand that they have to listen to the Gedolim as well. Hadron Alach in Eina Makirim. So before we maybe make a Haschala on the third parak, but just to speak out one ha'ara because it's so critical. And that is, so the Gemara mentions this epic encounter between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel as it relates to the shaila of whether Rabbi Gamliel was right for being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. He wasn't right for being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, and he had all intentions of going against Rabbi Gamliel, but then Rabbi Gamliel told him that, Gizrani Alecha, I'm imposing upon you, I'm not giving you the option, I'm not giving you the choice, you have to come on the day that you think is Yom Kippur, be Mechal Yom Kippur, just to make a point that I'm right and that you're wrong. And then when Rabbi Yeshua came, he was very, very sensitive to him. He treated him B'darkei Anova, he called him Rebbe, Amad Mikisai, this is the Nasi, V'noshkoi Al Roishoi, and the Gemara just talks a little bit about how these events played out. The truth is, there are two other places in Shas where there are similar events that seem to have unfolded. One is the Gemara Masechtas Bechiras, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The context over there is a halacha that says that a kohen that has a bechar, he has to take the bechar, he has to bring it as a carbon. If it has a mum, then he's allowed to eat it, even not as a carbon. And for that reason, the kohanim were incentivized, theoretically, to, when no one's looking, make their bechar have a mum. Because if it has a mum, you don't have to bring it as a carbon anymore. It's much more oivel l'soicher. It's much easier to benefit from. So that's the backdrop to the Gemara. And for that reason, Chazal made a takana, and they said that if a kohen comes and he says that I have a bechar, has a mum, he has to bring edim that will testify how exactly this mum came about. Because the kohen himself is choshed that maybe he himself gave it the mum. And if he himself gave it to mum, so then already, because of this gezeiras chazal, he's not going to be able to enjoy. So that's the halacha. A kohen would have to come, and he would have to bring edim that tell Beis Din exactly how it got this mum. The Gemara has a discussion. Rav Tzadik, who was a kohen, had a bechar, and his bechar got a mum. So he went to Rabbi Yeshua, and he told Rabbi Yeshua, I'm telling you what happened. I didn't give it a mum. Chas v'shalom, I'd never do something like that. But at the same time, the mum happened. I have no edim that saw it. So what's the halacha? Am I a chasher or am I not a chasher? So Rabbi Yeshua told him a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua said that even though the kehanim were deemed to be chshudim, that was only the kehanim that were am yoretz. But someone that's on the level of Rav Tzadik, over there it's going to be different. So the Gemara says after Rav Tzadik heard that, also the kamid Gamliel, he came to Rabbi Gamliel, amale, and he asked Rabbi Gamliel the same question. He went for a second opinion. He said, chnilaknu ben chaver l'am yoretz. Is that true? Amale loy. No, Rabbi Gamliel said, no difference between a chaver and am yoretz. Unless you have edim that could prove how this mum happened, you cannot benefit from this amale. So he told him, "V'Rabbi Yeshua amale hein." That's not what Rabbi Yeshua told me. Amale. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Tzadik, "Kamtim nachiyal bali teres." Wait till everybody comes into the base medrash. Kimech nichsel base medrash. Every came to base medrash. Amad ashoyel. So Rabbi Gamliel turns to Rabbi Tzadik and he says, "Rabbi Tzadik, why don't you ask me the question again that you asked me?" So he got up and he had no choice. Then also he told him, he said, "Klum chilaknu ben chaver la'maaretz." So he turns to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel does not. Rabbi Yeshua give an answer. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lav, no, there's no difference." And the halacha for an amaretz is the same as the halacha for a chaver. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel told him, "Valoi mishmecha amruli hein." I heard in your name, yes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua heard that. He was very, very embarrassed. He realized that he was exposed. The truth is, he had told Rabbi Tzadik what he really felt, but he wouldn't have said it in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel. He told him, "Shtaleit ein megalin ela litznu," and he let him know that, "I'm letting you know the halacha really is, you're fine. Rabbi Gamliel's not going to say that, but I'm telling you the truth." And the Gemara says that because of what happened, Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to stand in a state of embarrassment and some compromised state, to the point that everybody started tumbling, that Rabbi Yeshua, he's from the elders, Talmid HaChamim, he's from the G'dayle Yadar, Rabbi Gamliel, you can't treat him that way. And then Rabbi Gamliel ended up sitting down. Not mamish the same story, but me'inyan le'inyan, where Rabbi Gamliel's forcing Rabbi Yeshua's hand a little bit. But there's a third Gemara, and this is the best known of all the Gemaras. And this Gemara we've gone through so many times, we don't have to go through again. But that's Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, Daf Chaf Ches, where the Gemara is discussing whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, or whether Tfilas Arvis is Chayv. And the Gemara says it was a Talmud. At the end of the story, we find that the Talmud was none other than a very young Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had gone up to Rabbi Shua, he asked him a question, Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chayv? And Rabbi Shua told him. Then he went to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel Paskin Fakert. He said, "Really? I heard from Rabbi Yeshua not that way." And the next day they come in, and the same exact story. Ask the Shaila, he asks the Shaila. Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Gamliel told him. Says Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, "I heard in your name that that's not the psak that you're walking around telling people." He said, you're right, I'm exposed, what could I do? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, again, he came after Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says that was already the third time that this had happened. And at that point, the Chachamim were very, very disappointed. Says the Gemara, Amri, at Kamen Etzare Venezel, how long are we going to allow this to happen? But Rosh Hashanah Ishtak Etzare. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, this happened. B'chayrus b'mayis Rabbi Tzadik Tzare. The Gemara that we just mentioned in B'chayrus Lamedvav, this happened. Hachanami Tzare. Now again, Ta'una Abre. We have no choice. We're going to have to remove Rabbi Gamliel from his post. He's not worthy of being Nasi anymore. The Gemara says they remove Rabbi Gamliel. Toichai Kabaroi. The dream. Who should be the next Nasi? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Then they ended up being Konasim, and the rest is history. That's the day of idiots. That's the Gemara Masechtas Brachas. Daf Chavches. This is the third time it happened. And these are all Gemaras that are sort of well known. But Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. I saw in the Sefer Toldos Tanan V'Amiran. That was written by Rabbi Aaron Hyman. It's mamash a classic work. If you want to understand the short bios of Tanan V'Amiran, and there's Lumdus there, and there's Pilpul, it's Tairihi, V'Lumidani Tzarech, the whole Sefer. So he says something beautiful. He's talking about the Tana Rabbi Gamliel. And he just goes through, he has page after page on Rabbi Gamliel. Now just to make it clear which Rabbi Gamliel was this, because we know there were many Tanam whose name was Rabbi Gamliel. This was Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, who was the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban. Shimon Gamliel was killed by the Romans. He was one of the Asara Arugei Malchus. His son, Rabbi Gamliel, became the next Nasi, but he didn't become the next Nasi right away. There was a Nasi in between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, and that was none other than the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nasi for approximately 10 years, right around the time of the Churban. After Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was killed, they needed a Nasi. So the interim Nasi was Rabbi Yochanan, even though he didn't come from Malchus Beis David, but he was the interim Nasi, and then after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, then Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, the son of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he became the Nasi. So this is the Rabbi Gamliel, who's the Nasi right around the time of, right after the Churban. And the Toldos Tanan V'Amiran, he's going through, he's talking about Rabbi Gamliel. And he says, V'hoya rach halev ma'oid. He says he was a rach halev. He had such a vaicha heart. U'meitza b'tzaras acherim. And he was in, He used to be mitzayer himself. He was a tremendous noisna ba'olam chaver. And then he starts giving examples, chapter and verse, literally one after another. Just mention one because it's famous. The Gemara says in Perek Chelik, Bachay Sifke Balayla, right in the beginning of Eicha. Bachay Sifke Balayla. She only cries during at night, she doesn't cry during the day. So the Gemara says no, because Kolaboycha Balayla Koyle Nishma. When a person cries at night, you hear the Bechias and it makes more of a Roshan. Says the Gemara, Maisa, there was a story, Beisha Achas, Shchentosh Rabbi Gamliel. She was the neighbor of Rabbi Gamliel, Shemes Bina. Her child died. And every night she would cry. Shama Rabbi Gamliel Kaila. Rabbi Gamliel heard her cry. Ubacha Kenagda. He would sit and he would cry with her. Until Riseyenov came out. Lamacher Hikiru by Tamidim. Tamidim realized what Rabbi Gamliel was going through. Vahitziyu Mishchun. Mishchun. They made a move. He said, Posh, it's not good for the Nasi. It's not good for Rabbi Gamliel. So this is the first of many examples that he gives that you find throughout Shas. That Rabbi Gamliel was an onov. He was made a bit Cyrus Achamet and Shinoshu Rise Einov on this woman, Shemes Bina. And he goes through mashal after mashal. Another classic Gemara, Yavamas Kufchaf Alef Amaral, where the Gemara says there was a Talmud Echad who was drowning and Davshel Svina Nizdamnali, right? Remember the Gemara? And the Gemara says, Hoya Mitzar, Tsar Godel, Rabbi Gamliel, Aloysia Talmud. And then he saw him and he was so happy. And it was Rabbi Akiva, and that was Rabbi Shapiro's Drasha when he introduced Daf Yomi. But this is Rabbi Gamliel again. So Rabbi Gamliel is constantly, he was a super sense. This is Mamish. Says Rabbi Aaron, says Rabbi Aaron Hyman, but despite the fact that he was such a rach halev and he was so meitzah b'tzaras acherim, but when it came to understanding what Klal Yisrael needed post Churban Bayis Sheni in order to be able to survive as a nation, he came down very, very strong. And he says, that's why you find that he came down strong against Rabbi Yeshua, not once, not twice, but he did it three times. What did he do it? He did it because of Gaiva? He was a Rach Halev. He did it because he was insensitive. He was Meitza B'tzaras Acherim throughout Shas. The reason he did it was very, very poshut. He did it because he understood that if there's going to be two opinions, then the whole nation is going to fall apart. Because Klai Yisrael at that time couldn't afford to have someone, especially not someone on the caliber of Rabbi Yeshua, undermining anything that was happening. And that's why Pashim Ibn Ashol and Pashim, to make sure that everything was going to play itself out, he had no choice, but he had to come down strong. And he says, it's really a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara is a Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, another one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara tells the story with Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanar Achnoi, right, the very famous story. And after Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat. Amad Olav Nachshol the Tavay. And then the Nachshol Shabayam, he came, he wanted to sink this boat. Amar, he said, Kimeduma Lisha Inza El Bashul Rabbi Lezben Horkinus. Rabbi Shur realized, Rabbi Gamliel realized suddenly his life is in danger. So what did I do to deserve this? Oh, must be because of the way I treat Rabbi Lezben Horkinus. Amad Al Raglav, listen to this. So Rabbi Gamliel gets up for Amar and he said, Rabbi Nishalayim, Golu Vyodu Lefanecha, Shaloy Lechvoidi Osisi. And when the Yam heard that, Noch Hayom Mizapoy. So Rabbi Aaron Hyman said, this is the way you understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei. This is the way you understand the Gemara in Brachas Chafches. This is the way you understand the Gemara in Bechiris Daf Lamed Vav. The way you understand it is Golui V'yadua Lefanecha Shaloi Lechvoid Yosisi V'loi Lechvoid Beis Abba Sisi Elo Lechvoid Chashalai Yarbu Machloikis B'Yisrael. And he understood in such a deep way that this is not a time to be a rachalev, it's not a time to be meitzah b'tzara sacherim. This is a time to fight for the survival and for the future of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna, despite his natural midos, understood that this was different, and this is where he made an exception through. Fascinating. But the point is just to understand a little bit. You read these Gemaras, and sometimes they're Einay Oimer Ela Dershuni, just to have a little bit of a better understanding. But as it relates to today's raid, that wasn't the raid. As it relates to today's raid, just two short ha'aris related to the Gemara and Avchafei Amanav, an important Gemara. The Gemara says, Atem, 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 Gimel Pam. It says the word Atem three times. Really, never says the word Atem. It says Oysom, Oysom, Oysom three times. But we dash in it as if it said Atem, Atem, Atem three times, and we learn from it Atem, Afilim, Shoyim, Atem, Afilim, Azidim, Atem, Afilim, Mutahim. And the point is that once Bezdin determines when it's Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't matter if they did it by mistake, meaning they just botched up, or Bemezid, there was some manipulation type of cheshbon over here, or they were misled. It doesn't matter. Either way, if Bezdin determines that today should be Rosh Chodesh, today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's a beautiful medrash in Parshas Vaschanon that brings out this point. The medrash says, Asher lo yalikim kroven eilav. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kishem eskansim malachi shoros from the Hakadosh Baruch Hu loymar imasa rishonim imasa yom kippurim." He said, "When the malachi shoros come to Hakadosh Baruch and they say, Ebishta, trying to work out our calendar. When's Rosh Hashanah? When's Yom Kippur this year?" Hakadosh Baruch Hu Eivulam Ebishta tells them, "Li ma'atem shoy? Why are you asking me? Aniv ma'atem. Let's go together and neilech etzel bezdin shalmata. Let's ask bezdin shalmata. Minayin dechsev asher loy." Elokim kroivim elov. Asheloi uma kroivim inksiv kan. El asheloi elokim kroivim elov. Hu v'chol pamal yushloi. The whole pamal, everybody comes, they're waiting. They also want to hear when the Gabbai is going to announce the mail. They also want to hear Rosh Chodesh Kislev Yeh B'yoy Mashish. They're waiting to hear because they don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atchelei nasis uma shali moyadei Hashem. Mikan ve'elach, it's ashatikru oysam. So it used to be Mayadei Hashem. But once there was an Uma Yisraelis, now it's not Mayadei Hashem anymore. Now it's ashatikru oysam. And it's not just oysam, it's atem. And it's atem, 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 afilu shoygigin, afilu meziden, afilu mutam. So just two ha'aris as it relates to this concept of atem, atem, atem. The first ha'ara is that when we daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, so in the tefillah of Elikeinu v'leikei aviseinu, chadesh aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha. So if it's a shnas ha'ibur, it says in parentheses, you're supposed to add two words. Ulechaporas pasha. So we say, chadesh aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha, l'sasim l'simch l'shul, l'nacham l'farnasu l'chakala, l'chaim toiva m'lushalim, l'mchilas cheit v'leslichas avoin, and then ulechaporas pasha. Now the truth is, if you count, you mention 12 brachas. L'toiv is one, v'levrach is two, l'sasim l'simcha, that's four, l'shuon l'chamad is six, farnas v'chalkol is eight, l'chaim toivim l'shalim is ten, l'mchilas chet, v'leslichas avoin, that's 12. Ulachaparas Pesha, you add a 13th. Oh, that's very geshmak. You're mentioning 12, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's 12 months. When there's an Ibiyar, so now there's a 13th month, so therefore it's a 13th bracha. You mentioned Ulachaparas Pasha. But the question is, why is that the thing that we mentioned? Why isn't Ulachaparas Pasha, Ulachaparas Pesha? But why is that the emphasis? It seems like there's some intrinsic connection between Ulachaparas Pasha and between an Ibiyar. The question is, what is the connection? So, Rav Reuven Margolis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and thank you Avi Langer for this, but Rav Reuven Margolis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Kedarkei Hakodesh, says a Dover Nifla, but it requires us to take one tiny step back, just to understand a little bit better some of the sugyas that we're learning. And that is, the Gemara said, it says, Oysam, 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 we darshan and Atem, 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 then when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh, even if Bezdin is Mekadosh HaKodesh on a day that it shouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, the halach is it's still going to be Rosh Chodesh. Beis Din has the power and the authority to determine when exactly it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. What about when it comes to being Ma'abar Deshana? Do you say Atem Afilu Shoigigim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Mutayim? Or maybe it's only when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's not when it comes to being Ma'abar Deshana. So the Noi Debi Yehuda in Slach, in Mesechtes Brachas Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, says that it's pasha to him that this that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chafeh, Atem, 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 it's only true for Kiddush HaKodesh, but it's not true for Ibur Hashanah. And said the Rabbi, how do I know that? He says, number one, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says it by Kiddush HaKodesh. So, Ein Lo Chabayi Elo Chidusha. It's a phenomenal Chiddush. Chazal will mechadish it when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh. Mehecha Teisi, it could be true for Ibur Hashanah as well. Number two, says the Noi Debi Yehuda, the Rambam doesn't bring it anywhere. So he says, if that's the case, it's ma'od mistaber that it's only going to be true for Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not going to be true for Ibur Hashanah. Says the Noi Debi Yehuda, with this, you can understand something. That is, the halacha is that Ibur HaChodesh lekatchila had to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Ibur Hashanah lekatchila also had to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's how this tzlach comes into Masechtes Brachos Daf Samech Gimel, because the Gemara tells a story where someone was Ma'abed Hashanah in Chutz Laretz, and it was a very big deal. But the point is, Ibur HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, the Katchila, and Ibur HaShanah also has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, the Katchila. If you look in the Rambam, in the Yad Chazaka, the Rambam brings a different makar, how you know Ibur HaChodesh has to be, or Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and how you know Ibur Shana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. By Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitzei soira udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. When it comes to Ibur Shana, the Rambam says, it's because the Pasuk says, L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. It's based on the Gemara there in the end, the brachas ayin shama. But that's the way the Rambam brings it in the Yad. The Rambam says, K'mitzien teitzei soira for Kiddush HaChodesh, and L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama when it comes to Ibur Shana. Freik denoi de Yehuda, why do you have different psukim for Kiddush HaChodesh and for Ibur Shana? And he said, I'll ask you a better question. That teaches us that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done dafke in Eretz Yisrael. What does Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? He says, if anything, Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira means everything. So if you want to tell me it has something to do with Bezdin, Paskining, say every Psakdin should have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. The Igros Moshe was written from New York City. It doesn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean, Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira, that somehow that's Miyuchad as it relates to Kiddush HaChodesh? So the Rebbe said a Dover Nifla. He said, you know what the Pshat is? The Pshat is because when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Chazal said, Atem, Atem, Atem. Atem afilu shoygigim, Atem afilu mezidim, Atem afilu mutan. What does that mean? That means when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Beis Din has authority that they don't have in any other area in the Torah. They can be koveya the Torah. They can dictate the Torah. So much so that the Malachi Ashar has come to the Eibishter and say, when is Rosh Chodesh? When's Rosh Hashanah? When's Yom Kippur? I don't know. Let's go together. Let's find out. It used to be Mayad Hashem, but now it's Hachatikru Oysam Mimayadam. Now it's Atem, Atem, Atem. That's a chelik in Torah that Beis Din has. Kimitzi and Teitzei Soira, Chazal understood, man, not stamp psak halacha. But there's a metzius, there's a chefetz of Torah that's going to come from Tzion. And that must be Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Kiddush HaChodesh is where you find that Bezdin has the ability to be kaveh and they can dictate afilu shoygigin, afilu mezidin, afilu mutayim. That's the punchline. Even in such a mechudish thing as day. So it says in Ayd Yehuda, that's why we only learn Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't learn Ibra Shana. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, you have atam, 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 but by Ibra Shana, you don't have atam, atam, atam. That has nothing to do with Kimitzi and Tetzi, sir. So if that you have a different pasuk, l'shich nai siddishu v'vasa shama, that's what the Ayd Yehuda says in the Tzlach and Masach des brachas. But the Kiddush of the Ayd Yehuda is that atam, atam, atam is only true for Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not true for Ibra Shana. Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah dalet, the Mechas Chinuch that we spoke about yesterday. So he brings the Ayd Yehuda, he argues, he says it's a mefurish Torah, it's kayanim, not that way. V'advarim atikin v'aruchin, v'ein kamakoy mei laharech. But said Rav Reuven Margolis, it's mevur in the Ayd Yehuda, that even though there's a din of atam, 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 that if Bezin gets it wrong, it's fine, it's right anyhow. That's true when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. And just think about it for a second. Bezin's making determinations, cheshbonos, even if they get it wrong, they're right. Right? Where do you find such a thing? Even b'meisid, if you get it wrong, you're right. But when it comes to Kiddush Ibra Hashanah, they have to get it right. They have to get it right. And if they make a mistake, there's no atam afilu shoygigim, atam afilu mezidim, atam afilu mutan. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, for that reason, there was a lot more trepidation when it came to Ibra Shana than when it came to Kiddush HaChodesh. Now the truth is, there's a precedent. There's one time in Jewish history where there was an Ibra Shana that we're aware of anyways, where it was questionable. And that was Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu added an extra Adar. He did it on Lamid Adar, which theoretically should have been okay, because still Chodesh Adar. Adar can go 30, can go in through day 30. But there's a limud that says that you're not allowed to be ma'abed Hashanah once it's already right to be Chodesh Nisan. Chizkiyahu did it anyways. And v'lehoidu leichachamim. After Chizkiyahu did this, the pasuk says Chizkiyahu said a tefillah. Hispalel yechizkiyahu aleihem loimer. Hashem ha'toiv yechaper ba'ad. Because he realized that by making a mistake with the month, he messed up Pesach, right? There were issues with chametz. So he said a tefillah. Hashem ha'toiv yechaper ba'ad. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, I don't think it's rachik to say that the reason when Chazal wanted to add a number 13 to the list of Elikeinu, V'Elikeinu, V'Eseinu, Chadesh, Aleinu, Zachodesh, Hazeh, and the question was what to add. When it's an Ibiyar, you know what we say? L'chaparas Pasha. You know why you say L'chaparas Pasha when it's an Ibiyar? Because when it's an Ibiyar, now there's always a question. Mechatesi could be an Ibiyar. And if we get it wrong, so now we're going to be not eating chametz in Purim, but we're going to be eating chametz on Pesach, and the whole thing is going to be all confused. So we need kapara. So you know what we say? We say the tefillah that Chizkiyahu HaMelech said. We say, Hashem atoiv yechaper ba'ad, because that's the tefillah to make sure that even if we got it wrong, the Eibush is on Meichel Zayin, and that's why there's a L'chaparas Pasha. We need Mechila when it comes to an Ibiya. Just one more Ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Chassam Sofer, in Teres Moshe, in Parshas Emor, a Dover Nifla Adla Ma'oid. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. There's a Zayir. We've spoken about the Zayir once. We have a related raid bite. We set over a shear from Yedidi Reb Levi Chomsky on this Inyan. But the Zayir HaKadosh says, "May oylam lo zaza shchina miYisrael b'shabbosos v'yomtiv, afilu b'shabbos shalcha." So may oylam lo zaza shchina miYisrael b'shabbos v'yomtiv. The shchina was never zaza from Shabbos and yomtiv. There's always shchina. It's true even b'shabbos shalcha. The question is, what does it mean afilu b'shabbos shalcha? So the Mishnah Melech in his Proshes Drachim says a beautiful pshat based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. Another classic. We've had so many classics today. So another classic. The Gemara says, "Hoyim halich baderech." Somebody was in the midbar for any day in Masechta Shabbos, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Right? So somebody's traveling. He has no idea. He doesn't know if it's Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, Friday. He has no idea what day of the week it is. Says the Gemara, what should he do? What he should do is Mishama Yoimecha L'Shisha. He should count 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he should treat it as Shabbos. And the Gemara has a whole discussion. What does he do during the 6 days? What does he do with the 1 day? And here's the Maskanas HaGemara. El, Kol Yoim V'Yoim Oysaloi Parnasasai Afilu Hu Yoim. Every day doesn't know if it's Shabbos or not. So what he should do is he should never work more than he has to. Meaning, you should literally work a day to survive that day. And you should do that all 7 days. Because even though you know one of the 7 days is Shabbos, but you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh. So you should work every single day, Kedei Parnasasai. Vahu yoyma b'may minkel. So the Gemara says, okay, then how are you going to know Shabbos is Shabbos? B'kiddush v'avdalta. And when it comes, the real day of Shabbos, you should make kiddush v'avdala, like this you know Shabbos. So someone's mahalich b'midbar, he's mahalich b'derech, he has no idea when Shabbos is. Count 6 days, just count 6 days. Seventh day should be Shabbos. Every single day you should limit the amount of work that you do, limit it to literally what you need in order to survive. On your Shabbos, what you're going to do is you're going to treat it like Shabbos by making Kiddush and by making Avdol. So when we learned Taf Samech Tes, Bezus Hashem, related raid bites, we had a whole discussion in terms of what about Tefillin and what about the Brachas of Atalah, and we spoke about this. But the point is that's what the person's supposed to do. So it says the Mishnah Melech and Brachas Rachim, that's Pshat in the Zayin. May Oilam Leizazah Shechina Miyisrael B'Shabbasas V'Yabim Toivim. The Shechina was never Zazah Miyisrael on Shabbos and Yantim. And Afilu B'Shabbos Shal Chayil. Even that person who's Hoylich B'Midbar and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, but at the same time, for him, that day of Shabbos is really a Shabbos Shal Chayil. So being that it's a Shabbos Shal Chayil, we still are going to treat it like a real Shabbos. And because we're going to treat it like a real Shabbos, so it's for that reason, the Shechin is still going to be there. Meaning the Chiddush of the Zohar, said the Mishnah Melech, is that Shabbos is a real Shabbos. And therefore, just like there's always Shechina on Shabbos and Yantiv, there's going to be Shechina on that day of Shabbos as well. When we learned Taf Samech Tes and Masechta Shabbos, so one of the Ma'amar Kaimis we mentioned, we'll just mention one. One of the Ma'amar Kaimis was a Psik Der Abasi in Parsha Chav Gimel. It says, Omer Av Evoy, Zohar Nosan Liyardei Hayam, She'enam Yoidim in Be'isr Heim Metaltalim, in Be'heter Heim Metaltalim, Shomer Nosan Liyoshvei Hayabasha. Zohar was given to the Yardei Hayam. Shomer was giving to the Yoichvei Ayabash. Sounds like a Medrash player. It's a Psik Der Abasi. So Rabbi Ephraim Zamer Margolis, in his Pirush to the Psik Der Abasi, the Pirush is called Zera Ephraim. So he says, Shamati, said, I heard a Pshat based on the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Taf Samech Tes. Where the Gemara says, someone that was Hailuch by Midbar and he doesn't know exactly when Shabbos is. So for, you should be Oysapar Nasasai all 7 days, do the minimum that you need. What's going to make Shabbos Shabbos? Shabbos will be Shabbos by virtue of the fact that you're going to make Kiddush Vavdol. So he says, it comes out that someone that doesn't have a cheshbon of when Shabbos is, he can be Mekayim the Shabbos of Zohar. What's Zohar? Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachoy. That's the Makarta fact that you make Kiddush and Avdol. But he won't be able to Mekadish the Shabbos of Shomer. Because Shomer means don't do Melacha. But he has to do Melacha Kedei Parnasasai. So Rabbi Ephraim Zamer Magolus said, the Pshat I heard was as follows. Zohar Nosan the Yardei Ayam. Zohar was given to the Yardei Ayam. People that are Yardei Ayam, they don't know when Shabbos is. They're the proverbial Hoylech Bamidbar. Ve'ini Yardei Amasai Shabbos. So he doesn't have Shamar because he has to do Melacha every single day. What does he have? Zohar b'may minkara b'kedusha v'avdalta. So Zohar was given to the Yardei Ayam. She'enon yoidim in b'Israhim metaltlan v'mbe'etei metaltlan. Or b'Shamar. That's Nosan Liyoshvei Ayabasha. When a person has a calendar, he has a cheshbon, he knows when Shabbos is, so he can keep Shabbos properly, that's Shomer. But here's the point. The point is, the Gemara says in Masechta the Shabbos, Taf Samech Tes, that if someone's Hoylich by Midbar and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so he should make a Shabbos. Now, how's that Shabbos going to be Nicker? Not through Shomer. You're going to do Melacha all 7 days. But you're going to make Kiddush and Avdol on that day. And through the Zohar component, that's how it's going to be Shabbos. And this is a real Shabbos. How do you know this is a real Shabbos? We have a Zohar HaKadosh, and we have a Psik Der Abasi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that may Olam Loizazah Shechinim Yisrael B'Shabbosis V'Yabim Toivim Afilu B'Shabbos Shalchol. There's a Metzias. There's something called Shabbos Shalchol, which means that this Shabbos is a real Shabbos. And if every Shabbos is Shechinah, may Olam Loizazah Shechinim Yisrael, this year who's in the Midbar, he has a Shabbos. It's a real Shabbos. And the Shechina that a Yid has on Shabbos, this Yid has on that Shabbos. And it's mevuin the Psik Der Abasi as well, because the Psik is teaching the Psukim. Zohar and Shomer, they're not the same. Even though Zohar and Shomer, Diborecha Nemru, and Iskish Schir Lishmira, but in this Medrash, they're different. Because in this Medrash, Shomer is for everybody. Shomer is only for the Yoshvei Ayabasha. But Zohar is for everybody. It's even for the Yardei Ayam. But again, what's the point? There's a Metzius that it's not really Shabbos, or 6 out of 7 chances it's not really Shabbos, but I'm going to treat it like Shabbos, and if I treat it like Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer said in Tirus Moshe and Parshas Zemar. He said that means that it's meglach, it's shayach for a yid to create a Shabbos. He can make a Shabbos shalchol. So he says, what? How could you make Shabbos? Shabbos is Zeichel Amaisa Bereshis. Where does the Yid have the places to make a Shabbos? So the Chassam Sofer saying what the Pshat is, because when you learn Parshas Emor, the Parshas of the Mayadim, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'yamart Aleim, Mayadei Hashem Ashetikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Mayadei. The Torah introduces the Parshas of the Mayadim, and the Torah introduces the Parshas of the Mayadim with saying the word Oysam, and Oysam Chazal said mean Atem, and it doesn't say Atem once, it says it three times. What's the next pasuk? In the parish of Mayadim, we have Shabbos. Weistois, this koyach that a yid has of atem afilu shoygigim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutam, segeit aroif of Shabbos oichet. It's true, Shabbos usually there's a seder, but what happens if a person is yordei ayam? What happens if a person is hoylich b'midbar like the Gemara Masechet Shabbos daf samach tes amud beis? There's a concept of atem. A yid can make his own Shabbos. It could be a Shabbos shel chol. How do you know a yid can make his own Shabbos? Zok tchassam soifer, because in the parish of oisam, the Torah says sheishes yomim teyasim elachu v'yayim hashvi Shabbos Shabbos emikra kodesh. This koyach that the yid has, ashetikru oisam b'mayadam, that we were given the right to establish the yontif. It's not just true for yontif, says the Chassam Sofer. On some level, it's true for Shabbos as well.